Wow, it's a lot of you today. It's good to see all you. So how many of you have gone swimming this summer? Got to go swimming in a pool, beach, somewhere? Oh, good. Do you love swimming? I love swimming. And there's another creature that loves swimming, and that's this creature. Dolphins. Yeah, they love swimming. They're very intelligent creatures. Okay, some people think they're the smartest animals in the world. They're very smart, and they love to play, too, and they love to play in the water. And I'm going to show you a video what happens with dolphins, because they're so smart and they love to play. If they don't have any toys to play, they can make their own. And I hope you can see this, but the dolphins have, this dolphin has blown a bubble, and is playing with the bubble that it blows. It blows a bubble in the vortex of its fins, and then it does all kinds of things with this bubble. It makes it into smaller bubbles. And this is what happens when you have an intelligent creature that doesn't have any toys. They will play. No, they will play no matter what. And he just has a lot of fun with this bubble. And even some of the other dolphins get in on it too. Now, dolphins like to. They live in communities. They are either, you know, usually around 10 of them, but sometimes even up to hundreds. And they live in pods, and they're very communal. And these dolphins are just having a lot of fun here. This guy's going to try to go through the bubble without breaking it. Oops, it broke. So you can see dolphins are really, really neat animals. And okay, this is Moko. I gave a story about Moko. He likes to play too, and he was off the coast of New Zealand, and this dolphin saved a baby, a mom and baby sperm whale. Remember, they got banked? If you want to listen to that story, you can go on the website. There's all the children's stories there. But that was Moko. And then the next slide is this dolphin is just interacting with the dogs on the boat. And the next slide is this dolphin saved a dog. The dog got in the water off the coast of Florida in a canal, and it couldn't get out. There's no way the dog would have been able to get out. The dolphins all came around, and they made such a ruckus. They were out there for 15 hours making noise that finally the people came out. They're like, what is going on? And they saw that dog was trapped. He had been in the water. He was really exhausted. But they kept him alive, and they were able to save the dog and get it back to the owner. So that happened in Florida. The next slide. These dolphins are helping a baby seal swim. This is an elephant seal. They're born on land, and when their mothers go in the water before they do, so they don't know how to swim. And this guy was really clueless. And there's a video of him, and he was like really exhausted. He just didn't know how to swim. He didn't know how to propel himself. And they all came around, and they showed him, and they kind of demonstrated. And pretty soon, the seal was off swimming. Now, this is something very interesting. These dolphins are helping the fishermen to fish. They go around and they get all the fish in a big, they call them a bait ball. And then when the dolphin does that and puts a tail up, the fishermen know that it's time to throw their nets. And this has been observed even as early as Christ's time. This is happening in Brazil. And the fishermen really get helped by the dolphins, and the dolphins evidently like the interaction. They like to help the fishermen. And can we go to the next slide? Okay. Sometimes dolphins need help themselves. And if you can see this, this happened off of Hawaii, and this is just a dive. They were going down to look at manta rays at night, and there was like a group of them. And this is one of the dive instructors, and he found this dolphin had a fishing hook in him and a bunch of twine wrapped around his fin there, and he couldn't swim very well. And this dolphin just stayed while he untangled him. It's amazing. This video is a lot longer than I have here. It's amazing the dolphin could stay underwater that long, because they can only stay under for about 8 minutes. But he stayed there till he got this thing, and then it still wasn't cut off all the way, so he took out his knife. And the dolphin, this is a wild dolphin, just came over because he saw the lights, and he's like, what's happening over there? And so the dolphins came over, and this guy was all tangled up, and he let this guy cut the twine off of him, And he was working at him for quite a while. He got the hook out really carefully, and then he even had some fishing line in his mouth. He cut that off. So he helped the dolphins. So what can we learn from dolphins? What can we learn?
They're very helpful.
They are helpful. How about you?
That we should always help them when they don't need them, because they are known for saving humans' lives.
Yeah, they are. You know, that's exactly right. There's a lot of stories where the dolphins have saved humans. There's usually no pictures of those because they're usually pretty emergency situations, but you're right. You know, the Bible, Job in the Bible kind of makes, he's almost relates to the dolphins. He says, I served as eyes for the blind and feet for the lame. I was father to the poor and assisted strangers who needed help. I broke the jaws of the wicked and plucked victims from their teeth. That sounds kind of like the dolphins. They help people. So we can be like the dolphins when you go back to school. How many of you are going back to school? Or have gone back? Wow. So school's starting. So how can we be like the dolphins? If we see people, we can be, you know, they call dolphins the shepherds of the sea. If we see somebody that needs help, maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's a kid that we don't even know, but they need help, we can be there to help them. We can be dolphins, like the dolphins, wherever we are, to help people and to be the guardians, okay? That's how God wants us to be. All right, you've been so good. I have some things if you want to take one of these, and it's children's church after here. But I have stickers and bookmarks, and if you guys can just grab one thing here.